Should that now be pronounced? I ask that you stand for sentence, please. Mr. This is the sentence of the court that your custody be committed to the Department of Corrections for confinement in the state prisons without possibility of parole for the remainder of your life. You may be seated.
Yo, 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 what's up, party peoples? What's cracking? It's your boy, Ace the Face. Aristotle to the right. He's in the house today, y'all. Let's clap it up, my man Bino. Bino, what's cracking? What's up, man? How you doing, nigga? What's cracking?
What's going on and all
nobody
that?
Nobody else gonna clap? Hold on. Nobody else gonna clap?
No, he a hating motherfucker.
That's how y'all feel?
It's all good. It's all good. He a hating motherfucker.
That's crazy. What's good, my dog?
No, I appreciate it.
No matter what, because he doing some crap shit.
In a nutshell, you know what I'm saying? It's gonna be back. I missed last episode, but my boys held me down.
You
I
damn right.
It.
Told you.
But with that being said, in the same breath, trades are still open.
That's fucked up.
For this crazy motherfucker right here to the right of me. With that being said, introduce yourself, cuz.
Stu Pipes. Pow!
It's your boy, Stu.
So, as y'all see, we beginning this off. That was a pretty powerful excerpt right there.
That shit gave me some chills. I felt uncomfortable.
I've never been in that situation, but listen, hearing that shit as a black man.
You don't own the rights to this music.
No, at all. Yeah, shout out Rick Ross. Ricky Rose. But no, real rap though. Like,
who's a cop?
All right, man.
But shit like that is real. So let's just jump right into it. The flush, y'all. The flush topic we talking about today.
I'm going to bring back our film study.
Life. That was my joint. Martin
Great
Lawrence, Eddie Murphy.
Fucking movie.
That was the joint. That joint was the, yo, I got a story, yo. I remember I was in, what was it? I think it was 10th grade. Because I forgot who I told that I ain't see the shit. That I don't recall seeing the movie with Eddie Murphy and fucking Martin. And it was like, nigga, what? They was like, yo, you gotta watch that joint. I was like, what you mean? He was like, bro, that's a movie you have to see. Who was I talking to? I might have been talking to either Smalls, or because who was I around? Might have been my man Moore. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, niggas in high school. But real rap, I remember they was talking about it. It was like, yo, you have to, that's a movie you have to watch. I watched that movie for like the first time. Bro, my mind was blown.
Had the binge watch it, right?
Yo, on some shit though. Like, my mind was blown. Like, you feel me? Like, that.
You want your cornbread?
Nigga.
But you know what's the thing about that movie that I always got out of it, some way, somehow, because it's always in my household, it was always a message and everything.
Yo, especially bro, my I mom. Used to hate watching movies
I'm talking about even
like
a fucking song. It's always
something that got a message.
They got a message, especially with
the
black mom.
The Pollyanna movie.
Oh,
all
God.
That,
don't,
man.
Let's not.
We not
let's
even
going
to talk about that.
Fucking man. Oliver
right.
Twist with the, let's not. All right. Now.
Okay.
But the crazy part about it was, it's fucked up because that's still going on to this day. You feel me? It's still gun lines. You feel me? It's
yo, that's
still
real.
It's still chain gangs and shit. You feel me?
Different parts of the world is still
this
same
shit. Still going on.
Like, the shit down south, that shit is happening,
yo. This shit going on in Louisiana, bro. They still got chain gangs down.
I feel like the direct message, I don't know, you know what I mean? My mom was a lot different. Like, she was one of them people, like, who was like, oh, y'all not gonna do this, y'all not gonna do that. Shelter, you know what I mean? Tried to keep us, but you know, you boy do whatever you want. You know what I mean?
It was like
the
that
long
to
way.
A,
it just
to
happened.
To a certain extent.
Just happened that way, but, like, it was just like, he was in the wrong place at the wrong time, fucking with the
wrong
nigga,
people,
man.
Dog. Like, real rap.
No cap, like, I wanna like focus in on Martin character real quick. First, shout out to Martin Lawrence.
It's easy. For
he has been in the presence of some of the greatest comedians.
Claude. Shout out to Claude.
Shout out to
Claude. Shout out to
Claude. But shout out to Martin Lawrence more because that has been some of the presence of some of the greatest comedians ever. Like, yo, he was in Blue Streak with Dave Chappelle.
Do I hear a goat?
Mm-hmm. Yo,
do I hear
goat?
A goat?
Yeah. Yo. Listen, Cedric the Entertainer, bro.
Will
like,
Smith.
Listen, man.
Period.
Will Smith, like,
exactly. Like,
he's been in so many different rooms, you know what I mean? But you could tell Martin is
yo,
just
he,
like
he
yeah,
has
down
earned
home,
his yo. Staple in not only black cinema but cinema period. Yo, like media, period. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because he's a movie producer. He's executive produced movies. He had his own show.
That Roscoe Jenkins movie.
Right.
That joint was way different. It was a movie.
Absolutely.
It was definitely a black movie, but it was in the, you know.
Absolutely. But like, getting back to the movie.
Getting back to life.
His character
and his character Claude, you know, he was in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Fucking time, dealing with the wrong nigga, like you said, the company you keep, bro.
Yo,
that's what I took from that shit.
The company you
keep. Eddie Murphy's character.
My mind was big on that.
That shit was crazy.
He ended up in life in prison. Now, don't get me wrong, he made a lifelong friend in Eddie Murphy.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
That shit was rough, though.
Shout out to Eddie Murphy.
Eddie was a little crazy.
The legend.
Shout out to my guy.
No, he's still, and they both still acting. That's crazy.
Yeah, but we know Eddie's the GOAT, you know? Like,
dog, my part, what I took from it was, like you said, the wrong place, the wrong time, but just how everything went down in that era. It just makes me really think, like, yo, the whole thing behind the movie for me was like,
you was already guilty, bro.
Like, you feel me?
Bro, either which way.
There was no way out of that, from the third party, looking at it, there's no way out of that situation. And then that's when you put yourself in. It's like, yo, I'm in this shit, and I ain't even do nothing.
And then it's fucked up because that motherfucker knew.
He knew. He knew he ain't do nothing, bro.
He knew they ain't kill that man.
Yo.
And he laughed in their face.
You know they ain't kill Wilson Hancock.
Mm-mm. I see you in the morning, man.
Yo, the shit that was crazy to me. Like, just imagine, and I'm kind of fucked up for laughing at it as hard as I did, but when it was like, all right, it's cool, listen, I'll be out in the morning, I ain't had nothing to do with that, it's gonna be fun, and the justice system gonna work. Life, bang, what the fuck you mean I got life? How the fuck you got this? Yo, dog, I started rolling. I'm like, yo, because, like, the emotion that went through was like, yo, it's funny because it's fucked up, and the reactions they said, like, I can just imagine the fuck you mean, yo, there's no way in hell that I got that.
Life.
I didn't do that. I wasn't there. I don't even know that man. I was at a card game, and the next thing you know, he ended up dead. He was trying to get his watch back. But still, put himself at the king. Guilty, like you said, guilty before he could even do nothing. And the motherfucker killed him and was the one that had him in the jail. The sheriff. Motherfucker.
But, you know, also...
What was the forensics? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
wasn't none back then.
Exactly.
I
want to
focus on also, like, some of the characters. Like, my man, the old head, was in there since he was 13 years old.
Yeah.
That's real, yo.
I don't even remember
his name. I don't remember his name either, but I know exactly what you're talking about.
But he was in there since he was 13. Like...
Yo, that movie was crazy, dog.
You are the property... of Mississippi State Penitentiary.
Yo, you know another part that irked me though? The black bull that was working for him.
He didn't the irk Uncle me, bro. Tom
though, it irked me, dog.
I mean, you gotta understand every place gotta have a house, nigga.
True.
Every place gotta have a house.
True, but god damn. Like, how do you but that's another thing that happened back then though. Like, you feel me? Like, you thinking you about to get whatever level of
freedom. Think about it like this. This is what I was thinking about. Yeah. 1865.
Around that time,
The Emancipation Proclamation, if I'm not mistaken. I might be wrong with the year.
It might be 1865, or it might be like 1830. It was around 1840.
No, I wasn't 1840.
Because it said 4 score.
I got y'all right now.
7 years ago.
Hey Siri, when was the Emancipation Proclamation?
Siri, shout out Siri. She is definitely useful in this situation.
All right. So I was wrong. You was wrong. 1863.
But, well, you was close.
But still, you know, we wasn't free in that right.
Yeah.
But look. That movie was supposed to be set in the 1932,
right,
to be exact.
Yeah.
So, that's like, 90 years?
Before.
A long ass fucking
that
time.
That is,
but it's not, though. That's a long man's life.
Because at the end of the movie, when they got out, they was up to date with the 90s joint in the Boston, in the, whatever, the White Sox joint they was
so,
at.
Whatever. Just think about my man who was 14. When he went to jail, bruh. And when they got there, he had to be like at least 40.
In his
30s or 40s. So you take 20 years, 30 years off of his life, bro. Imagine what that jail was like or that prison was like 30 years before that. If that joint,
the shit he done seen,
yo, bro,
everything. And then at that time, yeah, racism was all time high.
All time high. You could see it so prevalently that racism was so high.
Well, that shit was out there, dog. Colored hair, colored sinks, colored entrances. Like, yo, can you imagine being in that town where you literally, you looked up and seeing colors here and seeing that and then whites here? It's like it was really segregated. That shit is crazy.
I wouldn't have made it.
That shit is crazy, bro. That's something to think about.
But then they touched on America's greatest game in the Negro League.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? How they bend the rules and the law. Imagine if that was really a true story, though. You know what I mean? Like,
but see, the whole thing about it is, it's truth
in
it,
though.
That shit.
You know, any
story, I think, bro, that's the main basis of the movie. Is like, right, shit like that.
That shit happens.
Right.
They had to get that from a like journal, from an article or something. The shit like that happens. Like, the whole thing I took from is like being in that era. Like, imagining myself in the things that I've experienced in my life growing up. And then just taking myself and putting myself there. Would I be able to think the same? Would I be able
to... Would I be able to stand on some bottles, dog?
Yo. Yo. Dog.
And then, would I have the composure not to steal the Uncle Tom? Like,
what I had
beat him with his gun because I knew he was sweet, because y'all had to see how Eddie looked at him like...
Dog.
Would I try to risk it and
run the gun line? That's the thing. I mean,
Eddie risked it multiple times.
Yeah, that man, Eddie, boy.
See, but that's the whole thing. It's like, it's either you're going to do it or you don't. Cool. It's like, in a way.
That should be my heart race.
It killed me because even with these punk-ass police nowadays.
Fact.
You know for a fact, like, if you ain't had that motherfucking badge on your fucking chest, and you ain't had that gun, I will slap the shit out of
what?
You.
What? There'd like, be a different outcome.
You wouldn't even fucking look me in my face if you ain't had that shit on you. Like, it's just that shit gives motherfucking entitlement, a false sense of power.
That shit worse than liquid courage.
But that shit with, oh, yeah. that shit with black people and white people though.
Like, that's, no, but that exactly.
But that shows you how bad racism is.
But
racism
it show you how bad. But it show you how bad. At the end of the day, it show you like, I feel as though me, I think we worse when we get in a position of power. It's fucked up, but that's how
yo,
I feel.
I like, can agree though.
A systemic.
I can agree. Yeah.
I feel as though when we get in a position of power, we want to prove we not like them.
Yo.
So I think different than these other niggas. Like, that's what it is at the end of the day. Like,
and that's how you get caught up in the.
And that's why, honestly, I never really.
But we need empathy, man.
Like, but empathetic or what? Because at the end of the day, empathetic motherfuckers don't be empathetic to you.
But I'm saying, right. Like.
So it's like, see, the whole thing with me is, I never was a believer. All right, let's take how me and you was raised. Our friend, we cousins. We was raised on respect your elders.
Right.
I never really understood that shit.
Me neither, but
because I'm like, a lot of these motherfuckers don't earn and don't deserve respect. What the fuck am I just giving this nigga respect for? Because
he's been around.
When like, he's doing,
if he ain't kicking no wisdom, if he's just doing the same
who
shit.
Who the fuck are you? Who the fuck are you?
And then it's like, why am I listening to you? Like,
and then you gotta understand. I always went off. First of all, if I see another adult treat you like a fucking weirdo, you're a weirdo.
Weirdo.
Like, what the fuck am I? What? Like, get the fuck out of my face.
No, like, I can dig it. Yeah. That was the one.
I can definitely do it. I think, like.
It's just crazy how, you know.
Watching the real old heads and knowing who the real old heads
that,
was.
That it was, you had to read body language and you had to listen like, to what motherfuckers said.
That's what mouth. Make you.
Because just because people is older don't mean. A motherfucking thing, like you know what I'm saying, like you know, like you said, because they could be kicking that bullshit.
Like
so, it's like yeah.
Immediately when they came into prison, you know what I mean. You want your cornbread? Nigga, see, what? My man Eddie was on go. He's like, no, dog,
and
yo.
Cole was about to go. And that's another thing. That's another thing, because I was trying to figure out who the fuck would I be in that situation. Would I be Cole or would I be Eddie? What the fuck was Eddie?
Bro, I'm not giving my cornbread up, nigga.
Nah, good. That's for real. It's like, yo.
It's in all these movies, all this jail content, nigga. Don't give up your food. What are you talking about?
You will be pressing that man's drawers for the rest of your life.
What is you talking about?
He said, hell no, he want, yeah, hell yeah, he want his cornbread.
You question, oh man,
you never question
you
want that your again. Cornbread? No, but that's crazy. See, in that aspect, you gotta have, if he didn't have a friend like Eddie,
and he would right, be
he would've got
up.
That ass too.
Yo, like, he would be fucked
been,
up.
He would've been living in his fucking big boy bed.
Oh, see, shit. And then that's how, you know what I mean? Like, but, it, I'm gonna tell you, dog, like, This how you know you a good person. Like, he was a good person because that's real. That happened in real life, cuz. Like, you be in them situations, cuz, and a nigga, that's empathy, bruh. Like, that's empathy right there.
Yeah, I've been in that.
You know what I mean? Nigga like, yo, oh, I know boy ain't never been in this.
Right.
Right. You know what I mean? But even if he don't know.
That'd be the downfall in a lot of situations.
A lot of situations.
Yo,
that was always my downfall.
For real, bro.
Like, Stu always used to grind me up about that shit. Like, why are you riding for these niggas?
Because like, it be the goofy niggas, though, because it's like this. Like, I'm, you know what I mean? You know me, like, I'm, I don't know
chill,
what I am, bro. Yeah,
back.
I'm just here.
Relax.
I just existed in the current, bro. And I just see
what
things.
What you say?
I
be spinning around the bowl,
man. I just be in the bowl, man. and on some real poop shit, like, what I be telling you, like, I'm telling you, shout out to high school, man.
On some real poop shit.
I earned the nickname Dookie in high school, man. I carried that joint for like 4 years, bro.
Oh, shit, word.
But I loved it, though. I bathed in that joint. I loved high school for that.
You bathed in that shit.
Yeah.
Pun intended.
You heard me now. Now I'm on the show.
Right.
Doing our
thing. I heard spitting this content,
so
talking real life.
Shout out to what is his fucking name, bro? Broadway. Whatever his real name is, cause the dude from high school, his name is Broadway Third Lanes, something like that.
Niggas went to PET.
Yeah, yo.
If y'all know who he is, shout out. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't remember niggas' names. I barely remember
niggas' names. No, but he was thorough. He was thorough. It wasn't too many thorough people that walked the halls. There's a lot of goofy dudes. But
it was a lot
of weird dudes. That brings me back to what I was saying to him. Is like, he's a thorough person. You know what I mean? I'm a thorough person.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm also a really receptive, like,
observant,
thorough person. Like, and I just don't like him being around non-thorough people.
Exactly, because it's like,
and it's real crazy.
On some shit, you can check somebody's intentions at the door. It's like, yo, why are you
especially
that
him.
Type of person with that type of heart hanging around them motherfuckers who think it's cool to do some radical shit? And then you in the heart of it? Like,
it ain't even necessarily
like,
the radical stuff. It's the niggas that you just don't need to be around because they put your life in danger.
The
you,
radical
you
shit.
You already
exactly.
put your life in danger enough. But they just be
or the irrational shit.
Yeah,
I like that.
Irrational.
Yeah. Extra goofy, don't even need to be doing the shit they doing type shit. I understand that, right? Like,
the Buddhist monk of the hood, man. I try to tell you, stay safe.
But right though, like, yo, listen, in that situation, dog, that'd be life changing, cause it's like, yo, you better not give up your motherfucking cornbread. That nigga is about to.
For example, my man Jingling was on the prowl. Jingling.
Yo, Jingling. Rest in peace,
Bernie Mac. Another legend.
What?
In the presence of another legend. I forgot about that, man. It was a lot of legends in that movie, man. No cap.
Yo, it really was, dog.
No cap.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, like you said, nigga was on the prowl. He said, got the head. Yeah, it's soft like a woman. And come for Jingle. He said, what did I tell you about pitching when on the job, boy? He said, pitching what, yo? He said, yo. But that's for real, bro. Like, you really had to, yo, you had to live or die in that motherfucker.
Dog, I think
you either gonna keep living or you gonna die.
Do y'all remember that nigga Fleece Johnson?
No, I'm not.
The Boondocks did a caricature of him.
Fleece Johnson.
He's responsible for this statement.
What, nigga mode?
Nah, I got you. Hold up. Oh, that was a good episode.
Yo, nigga one was
But
shit.
I got you. Hold on. Is he responsible for this? Just because we on it, because I definitely want to go to the one of the craziest parts in the movie. You know, there were several times that the gun line was challenged, but, you know, ultimately it was challenged.
The Boondocks was my shit, bro.
It was challenged by, I can't think of his name, whatever his name is, but it was challenged in a real vivid way, and it showed how powerful the gun line really was.
You talking about the gay boy?
Yeah, but I can't
think
of... You
talking about Biscuit?
Biscuit, yeah, there we go.
Biscuit, sweet ass.
Wait,
you know,
Biscuit was on the Boondocks.
I don't see, ladies and gentlemen, this goes to show what marijuana does to a good attention. Clearly, we just were talking about the gun line on life.
Oh,
this
shit.
Guy
oh, shit. The
is
gun
still
line
talking about
life.
The Boondocks.
Yo,
so Ace,
I'll be high.
To My bring bad. You up,
I'm up to speed now.
We're talking about Biscuit.
Biscuit.
And how he got his ass smoked.
Right.
On the gun line.
But do y'all know why he killed, why he did that? Because he really killed
himself. Why he committed
suicide?
Like,
he killed himself.
Yes, I do.
You know what I'm saying? No. Like, that
you don't
girl,
know why?
Listen, first off, hold on. How long was he in that joint? Like, we don't know how long he was actually in there, because he was there once they got there, and then 12 years immediately passed.
Yeah.
That was the first lapse of time. He was still there.
Yeah.
And then I think he was still there for Can't Get Right, wasn't he? Up till after Can't Get Right left.
Yeah. That's crazy.
You know what I mean? So he was there for a while. So now, go ahead, bro.
So in a nutshell, okay. When he got the letter for parole, it was 1955.
Okay. Damn.
So, when he got the letter for parole, it was 1955. And apparently when he went into jail, he wasn't gay.
Oh, shit.
So, when it came to him getting parole, he was confused on his identity. Should I go back to being a man, or should I be this? Because I'm comfortable
said,
like this.
Oh,
like,
shit.
And he didn't want his mom to see him
like that.
Like,
okay. All right.
So now. Eddie, in a nutshell, was telling him, like, you about to go home. Motherfuckers
nigga,
ain't never. A lot of these motherfuckers ain't never going
and
to
I
go
ain't
home.
Never going home,
like,
bro. And I ain't even supposed to
be
here.
Right.
And when he said, you need to cheer up. Like, you about to go home, I'm about to be around you looking sad.
I'm about to go over here with one of these girls.
And once
and
he,
then he looked at Jangalang. Don't forget he looked at Jangalang.
And then he was like, you know what? I'ma just... You seen it, though. Before the scene really happened.
You knew what was going on.
You knew what was about to happen. Like,
He took his fucking bonnet off, whatever the shit was.
Yeah, he took his little beanie and shit off.
I do remember.
And he took that walk. But the whole thing about it, you had to see what Stu said, the empathy everybody took. They didn't want to kill him.
Right.
Like, they gave him multiple warnings.
Yeah.
Stop.
Look,
what are you doing?
Even the Uncle Tom pulled
yeah.
his. He was like, wait, no, wait.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah,
hold up, pause. Part, before yeah. we get too much into empathy, I wanted to bring, like, the Fleece Johnson part in, because it's really funny. I always love this part. Like, no cap. Like, this is why there's something wrong with our prison system, and I want, you know, this episode to
Booty Warrior.
That. Oh, shit, that ball. I like it, and I want that ball. State Penitentiary. We met Fleece Johnson,
a longtime inmate. Don't mind the sound. We still trying to get it together in here.
The Bluetooth device is connected.
Yeah,
we working
Bluetooth,
y'all.
You know how it goes. You know how it goes.
Fucking horn. All of them's horny. All of them got sexual desire. So what are they gonna do? If you won't let them have a woman, they gonna have each other. Somebody's gonna have to give us some booty.
Oh,
and it just ain't simple.
Yeah, I do remember that, y'all. That's crazy.
A memorable story that Fleece told us was about the place and importance that booty past.
I'm sorry.
I'm so immature because I couldn't even watch my man say that.
Booty was more important than food. Booty.
Yo, a man's butt.
It was more important. I'm sorry. It was more booty, having some booty.
That's crazy.
Was more important than drinking water, man.
Yeah, that's, oh, God.
I like booty.
Johnson
wanted to tell our crew how he used to satisfy his sexual desires, especially during the 1970s and 80s, when he was most active and prison security was more lax.
When I see one, and he looks good to me, when I go see him, I say, you come here. I say, I'm telling you what,
I
like you. I want you. And all we can do is the easy way out of the hallway. Some of the choice is yours, right? And it was always yes.
Oh, Johnson also had a warning for the new generation of inmates. They might be asking for trouble from old timers.
You know,
this,
they got
right
this
here,
thing,
man,
on
all
what they see, they
shit,
paint,
I swear, I used to hate it.
Past their butt.
After this?
It's a style, they call it some sort of gangster style. You know, it's sexy to us, right? And see, but they weren't prepared for this, right?
Right?
So, you save your pants and her, man, somebody be up in your butt, you know? And it just said so.
Johnson even let the lockup crew know that when he was in his prime, they wouldn't be safe from his advances either.
If y'all had been in her back then in them days, and as much as I like booty, I'd probably felt one of y'all butts. And y'all would walk past me. And dirty, you just say so. I'm not no shame in my game. This is nothing that I'm ashamed to admit.
Dang-a-lang.
I am where
Dang-a-lang.
I'm warrior too. You know, so.
Yo.
Okay, so now I got a question for you, gentlemen.
Oh, shit.
Because I was a guy that's been in this system, unfortunately. And I got a question for you guys. If good old Mr. Fleece Johnson.
I knew that shit was
coming. I knew he was going to ask that, bro.
I knew this shit was coming.
See, now, but you don't understand, you have to understand. You really have three choices.
Run them.
You have three choices.
Run them down, brother. I'm listening.
So when he come up to you, and I'm going to do you first, A.
I knew that was coming.
Because you the big one.
So you already know what my answer's going to be.
So he going to say, listen,
mm-hmm.
I like you,
yeah.
And I want you.
You
a big old thick teddy bear.
Hey, yo, shut up. Fuck up.
Now,
yo,
we can do this the easy way out of the hallway.
Why you have
now,
news?
You have three options at this point. One, get that ass up. Two, take protective custody. Or three, get a fucking sword.
Yeah, get a sword. Yo, you mean a shiv or something?
A sword, nigga. It's the same. We call them swords. A shiv. Shiv is the old fashioned word, nigga.
Yo,
we call
listen,
it a sword.
I mean, like, bro, like I pray I'm never in
it's
that situation.
A weapon.
But I'm fighting for mine, dog.
See, y'all like, call it that because y'all wasn't in there. We call them swords. Okay.
Bro, I'm fighting for mine, bro. Like on, and that's on everything I love. I like listen. I'm sorry. I'm not no. Nigga,
you have to get a whack that night.
Yeah, I'm gonna do something. My brain gonna start working.
Immediately at enrollment, he's gonna start working.
Yo, fuck out of here.
I'm like, no, I'm telling y'all, nigga. Immediately at enrollment.
So, Stu, if he said to you,
I'm going to a PC. I'm telling y'all.
I like you and I want you.
I'm going to a PC for
you. You're a tall glass of water.
Like,
what you going to
do?
Because I don't do jail, man.
Yo,
you take a PC?
Yeah, I don't do jail, nigga. I ain't never.
Solitary or something.
Shit. I do solitary. I sock a garden.
I was just about to say, I'm not going to fuck out
Yo, listen. honestly, boom. I'm going to tell y'all. Listen, I watch a lot of jail shit. Like, okay. You know what I mean? I watch a lot of jail shit. Prison Break, that's my favorite jail joint, but that's not real. But right. What's the other jail joint? Like, yeah, I watched 60 Days In, all that shit.
Watch the shit called but listen, jail.
Let's talk on that real fast.
Hold
real
on,
fast.
Hold on, before we get to that though. 60 Days In, that
that's
shit.
That's what I was about to talk about. Right, yeah. That shit right there. That shit right there.
That's the feds, though.
I feel as though you was the dumbest motherfucker.
If you do that shit.
To volunteer to go inside of a prison.
Dumbest like, nigga ever. Like, you, the bag has to be huge, though.
You
it gotta
volunteer
be.
To go undercover.
It has to be.
In the prison.
I know that bag gotta be huge,
but yo, listen, thing. Bro. I ain't fucking with it. I ain't doing it. I ain't doing no type of documentary.
But see, nope. It's get like, ooh. Yo, I watched it from the first season, right? I don't even, yo, that's crazy. This is about to be an episode about jail. But the first season, right?
The episode
I'm
about
I'm just thinking
jail.
About, like I said, I think about this a lot, bro. Like, listen, I watch a lot of jail shit. Not like, I'm not a dumb nigga, bro. Like I right. said, perceptive ass nigga. I know mm-hmm. where I fall in the food chain. Nigga, I'm either going to be a murderer, you know right. what I'm saying? And I'm going to be in that joint for the rest of my life killing niggas.
Right.
Which, that's not what I want. So, right. give me PC. Like,
right. give me I dig PC. It. I dig it, though. Like, yo.
For my sanity, give me PC.
Because at the end of the day.
Like, I'm not going out like that.
See, at the end
I'm
of the day.
I'm a small, skinny nigga.
You
got to
make that decision. People got to understand, like. people got to understand,
I've
like.
I've been practicing my shake. Yo, listen.
Like, people got to understand when. You turn into stress. A whole nother person when you behind them walls, and because you gotta understand at that time, at that moment, you know
give
that
me liberty
shit real.
Or give me death.
Like I'm behind here with motherfuckers that act just like me, if not worse. And
right,
these motherfuckers is crazy, bro. Like,
and I'm not a real savage.
And there's like a lot of people that's in jail, bro. Like I'm gonna tell you the truth, especially after they get their sentence and that shit. They in like a blank space. They in a twilight zone. They don't really hear shit. You don't see shit.
They just trying to figure out how they about to do
it. It's a tunnel vision. They want to figure out how the fuck. Imagine a motherfucker telling you, you got 36 to 66 years.
Nigga. That's for real.
That's what my man got, bro.
That's for real. Yeah, I know niggas like that.
Imagine a nigga telling you, you got 36 to 66 years, and this motherfucker the same age as your fucking grandma. Like. But they telling you, or it's a young judge, and they telling you, you got a 24 to 45.
And when that like, nigga come home, he going to be like Supreme Court Justice, and you.
So when you get, so now you wrapping your mind around, oh, how the fuck, damn, I'm 24. They just gave me fucking 36 to 66 years?
That's crazy. Though.
They sentencing motherfuckers like they trees. Like, they giving you Sequoia. They
Sequoia
give
Sequoia
like
vibes.
Like,
oh, real rap. That's crazy.
You don't think about nothing, but all you think about now is survival mode. How the fuck I'm gonna survive this shit? You either turn into a motherfucking coward, or you turn into a wolf all the way around the board. That means
rabbits
you beating shit up, you slapping shit, you taking
you
shit.
Either gonna be the wolf.
You got, or you could be that boy in the neutral spot. But even in a neutral spot, it's gonna be a time
you
where you gotta
be a time
side.
Where
you
gotta
you get
gotta, active.
You gotta
then. Get
active. It's going to be
that's
a
real.
Time.
That's real. Like, I already know, man. Like, listen, that shit.
And
I
then it'd be crazy.
Tell you, analyze right. that shit.
It's crazy because the guys that really don't.
1 in 4 black people.
A lot of guys that go in there were like, man, I'm going to just do my time and do it. They always get easily misled some way, somehow, bro. Get taken advantage of on some old cool shit. Like, that shit crazy, bro. Like, and you never see it. You never see it, but these niggas is pimping these niggas. Like, that's real. How can you pimp another grown man? Like,
oh, I ain't even
really,
trying to think about that shit. That's real shit, though.
Bro.
Like, yo, I don't never.
How can you pimp another grown man? Like, yeah, that's what you going to do.
And I feel like to get back to the movie Life.
Right.
Right.
Y'all remember the end, like the, well, not the end, but the part where he ran, you know what I mean? Jang Ling ran over there after he got shot. He like,
yeah. Man,
you know
shoot
I mean?
Me if
he's
gonna shoot me.
Like,
yeah.
Like,
Because remember, they were trying to hold him back. He snatched out of that. Like, you know, let me go.
See, that, you know what I mean? Like, that's so fucked up. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's so fucked up on so many different levels. It's so fucked up.
You know about that movie that, like, hit me the most? The part when they show it, when the music playing, they just show everybody disappearing and shit.
Yo!
Like, that shit fucked me up, bruh. And then going through the calendars and all the shit that's going on. And I'm like, damn, like.
But you know,
they show them up, they getting older and shit. The radio boy fixing the radio, old as shit, he died.
Yo, that was crazy.
Bull peeling the potato. Anthony Anderson, he died.
He died, yeah.
Ray's boom boom room, he in there whipping the steak and shit. Right, he tripping.
Yeah, oh, we gotta take it back. We gotta touch on my man's character, man. Like him.
The prison chef.
Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
he was whipping that shit up.
But it's nigga, I just can only imagine.
I think I wanna talk about my man Can't Get Right for a minute. I just wanna shout out my man for fucking the law.
He did fuck the law, bro.
He did fuck the law. In a nutshell.
In a nutshell.
He fucked the law.
I had
He shot the club up.
Oh, shit.
And fucked that racist ass bloodline up. And I appreciate it very much.
And then he got up out of there.
And then he got up out of there. And made it to the Negro League.
So I wonder if he ever saw his baby again.
That's the question. God, that's the deadbeat conversation right there. Because by the right, but that just fucked up. Because it shows the white man swoops in.
Right.
Takes the fucking daddy out the picture.
Right.
Takes the baby.
And dips the fuck out. Forever. He's like, I'm going. I'm not doing
you
this.
You ain't
no
never
more.
Seeing my daughter again.
That's crazy.
But now you got a little mocha caramel baby you got to take care of.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
True. But maybe at that time, you know, I watched the crate. Our next film study will probably be that joint.
We're
going to get into some real deep movies next. Like, I was thinking about a couple movies. I got a list.
Oh, shit. I'm with it. I'm with all
so
the shit.
So, this one joint, like, it's set in, like, the 1930s. It's, like, black baby. Like, it was about this black baby that got raised by, like, this white family because it got left on the doorstep by this black lady.
Yeah.
And then, like, they ended up trying to lead a baby. Oh, man, it was real. They tried to lead a baby at first. It was crazy. Like, I forgot the name of the movie. I got to track it down so we could get into that. But,
hell yeah.
And then I want to get into Losing Isaiah. You know what I mean? Yo, listen, dog.
Okay.
Crazy-ass movies.
I remember bits and pieces of
movies,
that.
Tough movies, dog. Tough movies.
Yeah, I always watched
New Jack City. We could do that. Tough movies.
Yo,
gotta all right.
Would y'all like revoke my black card if I say I remember it but I don't?
What?
New Jack City.
What?
Yo, real rap.
Okay, so did you ever see Blue Hill Avenue?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know about that. Yeah, that's my shit. They lit that bomb. They lit the boy. They had
Blue Hill Avenue was probably my first gangster movie. No, State Property. Right, but what? That don't even really count.
No, fuck State Property, dog.
My
first gangster movie was Goodfellas. On some shit. That's the first shit I seen. Goodfellas, Casino. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm trying to think. But my favorite movie.
Hoodlum. You know what I mean?
I always say gangster movie, but like, my favorite movie's like Paid in Full. I mean, because I always, like I said, man, I always imagine myself as that young nigga Ace, man.
Getting that money.
Like, for real.
But damn. So, yo, you know what? That's a good film study. I think that should be the next one. Paid in Full? Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's a great movie to touch on next. I feel like we'll be doing ourselves a disservice if we don't, man.
So, shit, well, we touched on life. That's great.
Wait, don't wrap it up yet. Cause,
I wasn't about to wrap up the show. I was about to
ask
what's going on.
We got to get to the end of the movie, like, you know what I mean? Because
eventually,
they did get to somebody that actually believed that they was telling the motherfucking truth.
Right.
And they died on
the
shitter.
And this nigga died on the shitter, bro. Ain't that they motherfucking... Yo, listen.
But I want to get into that, too, because I want to talk about that part. How all that shit came full circle.
Right.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
Because Well, mind you, they got to a point where they reached seniority with the jail shit, so they was living on a property with the warden and shit. So by this time, the warden wasn't racist. He was a white man, but he wasn't racist.
At right. this time, because it's now.
At
like,
this time, it's like the 70s and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, going into it, right.
So the motherfucker that actually killed the dirty ass sheriff came because he was going to be the new sheriff.
The new warden. He was gonna replace Bull.
And Ray told Claude like, "This that motherfucker."
Right. Right.
But wait, hold
that's
up.
Like,
hold up. Before we go into that, it was a crazy ass scene that I don't think that everybody touched on. Do y'all remember when they was waiting for the Bull to get off the bus
yeah.
and Martin was like,
"Look how much shit changed."
He was like.
Bull
that
walking with the fucking bull walking with the boom box and shit. He like,
what the fuck?
Is
oh
that?
Shit, yeah.
He see the white people and the black people talking together, smoking.
Yeah,
he like, what the fuck?
You know what I mean? But I
Twilight
think,
Zone.
That's
like,
real. Because you've been in there so long, you step
so
into the
long.
Outside world. It's like, yo, what?
Look how much shit changed.
And
like,
where they was at? You know what I mean? Royal Mississippi, bruh.
And you see white people and black people congregating together, talking, smoking joints and shit. Like,
especially
like,
around that time, because that's when the weed and the drugs and all that shit was coming out, like the acid and all
that.
Yeah.
Go ahead, my brother. I just wanted to touch on that.
No,
that
was a good point, though, because I forgot all about that. That was a major point in that film, too.
Yo,
but
he was...
I'm going to speak
the
it
era
up
changed.
Because
that's
Mark...
That's crazy.
Martin character was really telling Ray, let that shit go. Like, we can't
right.
do shit about
not,
it
yeah.
now. Like,
not getting
we
out
in
of
it.
There.
What we going to do?
Right.
Like, Ray, like, that pride.
Yeah.
No, fuck that. Like, this shit ain't that fucking watch.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, it's like this. When a motherfucker don't do shit for you in his life, and they give you one specific thing, you going to always fucking hold
yo,
that,
that
thing
was,
there
that
and there.
That was, I was, that was a deep
yeah.
ass, a deep
he
ass.
Was willing to die for that fucking
that
watch.
Die for that
yeah.
watch.
Like,
my daddy ain't do shit for me, but he gave me this watch.
He said, that nigga ain't do nothing for me my whole life, and this the only thing he ever gave me, and he got it.
Right.
I know that watch.
Right.
Like, he was
right.
like, can I ask you, he was like, where you get that watch from? Oh, I got about 50 years ago. About
no,
50
he didn't
years.
Even say 50 years ago. He's like, my wife gave it to me for an anniversary
yeah.
a few years back.
He was
and
like,
he was
yeah,
like,
about
40 years
about
back.
About 40 years back. Like,
wow. And he looked at him.
I do remember that. Yo, that's crazy.
But see, he didn't deny it, though.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
He
didn't deny it. Even on his deathbed, he ain't deny that joint. He said, fuck him. Oh.
But that was a real, but that show you a diehard fucking racist. Like, he was going
to
die with that
shit. He was willing
to
let them
yeah,
in, stay
yeah.
in jail, and hold on to that lie. To
but
the
this
day
the
day
whole
day
part that got me. This is the part that made everybody mad about the movie. When this punk motherfucker said on the ground, who gives a shit? Mississippi got 40 years of free labor out the deal. I'm like, oh, kill this motherfucker.
Yo, please.
Kill this motherfucker
yo,
right now.
That's what
shoot
made me
this
like,
nigga.
Shoot like, this nigga.
The white man
like, shoot him now.
Right.
The white man killed him, and I loved every minute of that shit. I'm like, oh my god,
and
he should have
hit
him in his head.
He
should have hit him in his head.
Like,
but I knew something was going to happen. You could tell. Like, did you see him? He was stressed out.
It was going too good. It was going
you
too good.
You could tell, boy. But the white boy was stressed out. He started grabbing, no disrespect. He started grabbing his fucking
the middle of his
immediately,
nose. Yeah.
Immediately after he popped him, he's like, oh, I can't do this. He started sweating like the boy from the Kentucky Fried Chicken commercials.
You talking about some, yeah, the guys, he's a member of my church. The motherfucking holy rollers, they sticks together, don't they?
Yo, man.
Like,
That's crazy. That was a powerful movie. It definitely had its joints to, like, shake your brain and rattle your brain. That was my whole thing. That's what I took
to the simple fact that he my man Ray was committed to not dying in that month.
Yeah, real rap. And it's like, yo, and you gotta think, cause
but,
like you
see,
either gonna
Claude,
succeed. Yeah,
Claude, the real mastermind, cause that's how they got about that joint.
Yeah.
Cause no matter how many times my man Ray tried, even though Ray's boom boom room, shout out to Ray's boom boom room.
Facts. Boom boom room.
Boom. Facts, because it inspired a great song. Shout out to Rock.
Yeah, is it a boom boom room?
Yeah, that's my shit. But
that shit is probably
don't own the rights to that either. But what are we talking about?
Talking about how Ray was adamant on not dying.
You said Claude was the mastermind.
And Claude was like, finally, you know what I mean? Finally, I got a plan. Like,
right.
But see, it also took him some time, too. Like, he had to got the job where he's driving. So now he knows some shit. Like, now he knows some shit. Now he know where we going.
See, the whole thing with Ray character to me is he had that. See, the whole thing with Ray was he tried to not be, he tried his best not to be like his father. Because you have to understand, when Ken Getright left, they had an argument. And he was
I forgot they didn't talk for like.
See, the whole thing with Ray was he had the mindset of this shit can't break me. I can't get broke in this joint. Claude was broke.
Claude was fucking broke. Listen, man.
I'm going to be real.
Either do the time or let the time do you.
And he let the time do him.
I don't think so.
Like, I think so.
If you're telling somebody, just like give it up because we already in here, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that is subsiding if you really, like, you don't think so?
I mean, it's
as soon as they hit that prison, he's like, you know what? I'm going to just sit here, do my time. What can we do? Ray wasn't on shit in that movie.
He wasn't trying to run, but he definitely got his appeal. Now, after he got his appeal, his wife divorced him and left him for his cousin. Then he was doing I'm doing the time. Then when Can't Get Right got there, he was like, oh, all right, this was my, because he was always on some methodical way out. He wasn't running over the gun line because he understood running over the gun line.
Get you dead.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, I just felt like he approached it different. I felt like as characters,
felt as though he was an opportunist and he was salty.
No, I feel like.
In a lot of ways, he was an opportunist.
I feel like this is what I thought about it. I felt like, you ever heard of Yin and Yang?
Yeah.
You know, they completed each other. They were like one person. You know what I mean? Because his attempts was, like, life-threatening. His attempts was smart and thought out. You know what I mean? His approach to jail and the way that they helped each other was different. You know what I mean? Like, after he got his ass whooped, who was there to support him to give him his hat back and pick him up?
Martin ain't picking him up like that.
But always be the opposition, the conscience in the room.
But if Eddie didn't take that ass for fucking Martin, he would have got his ass took.
Cornbread. Straight up. Like, that's why I said they was two people. Like, they was one person. You know what I mean?
All right, I dig it, the yin and yang. Like, Eddie was the irrational part. Like, yo, fuck out of here, hell no. Like, nigga, you better fight that motherfucker. And Martin was like, no, like, we can end this.
We can end this by giving my man the cornbread. Nah, bro.
Yeah, right.
Do not, but everybody has that part in their brain. Like, yeah. Do not give that man the cornbread, even though.
Do not, nigga, no. Hell no.
And that's that battle that you be having in yourself and shit. Like, do not give that man the cornbread. Absolutely, like, nigga. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Even if you don't eat it, you don't get that man.
Even if you're not eating that cornbread,
you throw that shit away.
Bro, I'm throwing it away, nigga. No.
You want some cornbread, man? Fuck out of here. No, nigga.
Ain't nobody getting this cornbread.
If I can't have it, ain't nobody getting it. Nope, fuck out of here.
Fuck that.
Yeah, cleaning his life.
Yo, nigga.
And you gotta eat that. Sometimes you gotta eat that. Like,
that's real.
I was about to catch up with y'all,
yo. It's season 3, you know, it's been a little grip. What's new? What's cracking in my brother's lives, man? Like, we all here together. We at the table.
I can't really discuss that.
Oh, man. Oh, Lord Jesus.
All I'm going to say is.
I'm
a gigolo. I'm having a good, I was chilling though. I was out of town and shit.
Well, that's what's up, man.
I thought about moving into the male escort.
Yeah, you know, man, I'm trying and all that. You know,
I'm in full. I'm in a relationship now. I can't.
We know. Yeah, we wasn't even talking now. To you.
I was just saying, like, you know, I've been there, but I can't now.
You've been been off the market.
I ain't trying to die.
First thing, you've been in a relationship for over a year now.
You said what?
You've been in a relationship over a year now.
Nah, 6 months.
Okay, yeah, you basically
retired. Well, I mean,
well, you're retired.
Like, you're retired. Like,
6 months, you're out of shape. You can't play in the game. This is over for you.
Damn, nigga. He said you couldn't get on the court and do sprints if you wanted to, nigga.
You can't even sprint no more. You can't do suicides. Can't do that.
How you supposed to feel the lanes in your ass? I'm telling you, out of shape.
No, I dig it, though.
But, yeah, yo, like, I was just seeing what was good with my brothers. You know what I'm saying? Like,
over here, man. Same shit.
The toilet. Running around the bowl.
Real rap,
it's
bro.
Like, no, man. I got these pit bull puppies that's got to go.
I got hella people trying to buy puppies. I'm just trying to put together a little care package.
I see that. That's
one
what's up.
1 month of like flea and tick control, you know. Real shit though, cause like a lot of motherfuckers get dogs and don't be on that shit.
No, they really. Like, yeah, you gotta get them the shots and everything. Get them like you said. Like,
but you don't even really gotta get them the shots. You gotta make sure you get them the flea and tick prevention. You know what I mean? The shots, the second shots is optional. But why are we talking about that on air? Let's get us out of here, man.
Yo,
let's get us out of here.
I just wanted to holler at my boy, see what's good. This is Ace the Face saying, we out. Stu Pipes. Paul. Say we out, nigga.
You know we out of here, man.
Be no, speak your peace, nigga. It's good to see you and all that. With you.
Peace and tranquility, beloved.
Beloved. We holler.
Wait.
Peace and tranquility. It's tranquility, man. We know.
Yo, so what the fuck, what? Who the fuck is y'all? Oh, like, now let's be fucking grammar teachers.